Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, I was trying to get a price or something like that. And I was filling up the form for a Dyson prize that they say I won. So I would like to know how trustful is this company I'm working with. I mean, is this a hack or joke or
No, it's not a joke. If you're speaking in regards, are you talking about a survey or sweepstakes?
Yeah, it's a they say I won a Dyson 7, and I filled up all these pages that they send me. So I fill up my card, my credit card, and what I didn't trust is when they say my horse number in the back. I put it there, and it shows up. So I don't like that, you know, because anybody can copy this paper and have all my information there. So
Right.
every time I type that code in the back of the card, it counts the stars. It doesn't show up. And it's the one thing I didn't like it. It shows the number there. So anybody can get my information from my credit card.
Right.
It's a
So
final step. So I'm writing the final step for the visa. And I want to know how much is going to be charged to me, and I want to approve it. So what I did is I want to charge $46 or something like that. But how do I complete this form? And if it's trustful, this company.
okay, so it's legitimate sweepstakes. They offer various prizes, things of that nature. But first, may I have your zip code, please?
Let me see, 95677.
And may I have your first and last name?
Arcelia Damon.
Okay, just a moment. All right, so I'm not able to, it's not showing any information, of course, that you have an active account with us with the information you provided. So yes, it is a sweepstakes offer. However, without an account located, I don't know what, specific offer that you would be signing up for, but I would advise you to read through thoroughly through our terms and conditions before signing up, to make sure you fully understand the offer.
Well, it's not an offer. They say I won the prize.
That's what I'm
I
saying,
won
ma'am.
the Dyson. Eh?
So in
What?
regards to that, you basically you're paying an entry ticket to, win the prize that you're selecting. So they'll send you a email, once you do submit your entry with additional information regarding the entry and things of that nature. I can't like
So
provide you a
that
definite
means
answer of
this.
what it will, the email will consist of, but they're going to send you an email once you do submit your entry.
Well, it's what they sent me, an email. So I opened it, and they came all this stuff, and I never get this. I never get this. I never win anything. They say you want a Dyson, yeah. So I say okay, let's see what happened. But
Right.
it's not happening. Nothing that I like it. Because if this is a sweepstake, that means I didn't win anything yet.
Right. So if it's a sweepstakes, you know, that means that they select who will be the winner. It necessarily doesn't mean that you've been selected. That's why I said that they're going to send you an email once you submit your entry.
But they're going to charge me $46. I read that conditions or whatever they call this.
Right.
Terms and conditions. So why are they charging me $46 if it's a sweepstakes?
So by signing up for the sweepstakes service, it is that is partnered with our meal planning app. It explains in the bottom of the offer, by signing up for the contest, you also sign up for our service to provide recipe guides and cut sugar and carb cravings. So to sign up for the sweepstakes without signing up with our service, you would need to read the terms and for the instructions on how to enter without purchasing. So that $49 charge you're referring to is the meal planning app that goes along with the sweepstakes that you're going to, that you will be entering.
So I really didn't win anything yet.
That would be correct. That's why I said they'll send you an email. With that email, it'll let you know, you know, that information and have some other additional information listed in there as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me, I'm going to throw this away because I don't like it. So this is completely gone. Thank you very much for the information. Thank you.
No problem. You're most definitely welcome. And again, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.